We are very satisfied that this path is being opened by this Krishna conscious movement because so many European and American boys and girls are taking this philosophy seriously and gradually attaining perfection. Next 43, well, in the prime of life, a great Maharaj Bhagavan gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead with Masloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave them up just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of his majesty. The name of God is Krishna because he is so attractive that a pure devotee can give up everything that can be secure on his behalf. Maharaj Bharat was an ideal king, instructor, and emperor of the world. He possessed all opulence in the material world, but Krishna is so attractive that he attracted Maharaj Bharat from all his material possessions. Yet somehow or other the king became affectionate to a little deer and falling from his position had to accept the body of the deer in the next life. Due to Krishna's great mercy upon him, he could not forget his position and he could understand how he had fallen. Therefore, the next life as Jadavara, Maharaj Bharat was careful not to spoil his energy and therefore he presented himself as a deaf and dumb person. In this way, you can concentrate on his devotional service. We have to learn from the great King Bharat how to become cautious and elevate Krishna consciousness. A little inattention will retard our devotional service for the time being. Yet any service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never lost. Svalpam Abhyasa Dharma Satra De Mahato Bhayam. A little devotional service rendered sincerely is a permanent asset. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chatvasva Dharmam Charanam Bhujam Havir Bhajanam. Yakra ka vahabhadram abhudamushukhir kovata apto vachitam svadharmadaha. Somehow or other, one is attracted to Krishna. Whatever he does in devotional service is a permanent asset. Even if one falls down due to immaturity or bad associations, devotional assets are never lost. There are many examples of this, Achyamila, Maharaj Bharat, and others. This Krishna conscious movement has given everyone a chance to engage in devotional service for at least some time. A little service will give one an impetus to advance and thus make one's life successful. In this verse, the Lord is described as Uttama Sloka. Uttama means the best, and Sloka means reputation. Lord Krishna is full of six opulences, one of which is reputation, Aishvarya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yasasa, Shriya. Krishna's reputation is still expanding. We are spreading the glories of Krishna by pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement. Krishna's reputation 5,000 years after the battle of Kurukshetra is still expanding throughout the world. Every important individual within this world must have heard of Krishna, especially at the present moment, due to the Krishna consciousness movement. Even people who do not like us and want to suppress the movement are also somehow or other chanting Hare Krishna. They say that the Hare Krishna people should be chastised. Such foolish people do not realize the true value of this movement, but the mere fact that they want to criticize it gives them a chance to chant Hare Krishna, and this is a success. Translation by Dr. Embrace of the Path, indicated by Jadabra, is like the path followed by Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. Ordinary kings are just like flies. Flies cannot follow the path of Garuda, and they can have the great kings and victorious leaders to follow this path of devotional service, not even mentally. Well, in the prime of life, the great Maharaj Bharat gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Uttama Sloka. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, and an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave them up just as one would a school after evacuating. Such was the greatness of his majesty. So here are some verses glorifying, sages glorifying Jadbharat. But to glorify Jadbharat, actually, they begin by glorifying Bharat, who was the same Jiva in the previous body. And so they start with this glorification of Bharat Maharaj. So though he was the king, and that itself was glorious because he ruled properly, his real glory was then he was more attached to the Supreme Lord. And therefore, readily he gave up the kingdom when his duties were finished. Of course, he had to fulfill his duties as a king, because that was the order given by his father, Rishabhadev. But once his duties were fulfilled, then he very gladly gave up the kingdom, his family, his wife, his children, the wealth, the enjoyment, etc. And he went to the forest to meditate upon the Supreme Lord. So, this indicates his great attraction for the Supreme Lord. He didn't have to forcibly leave the house, or he was not regretful in leaving the house. Rather, very eagerly, he left that place and began to meditate on the Lord in the forest. So his attraction for the Lord was very highly developed. And of course, we see in the previous chapters, it's described how he actually was able to see the Lord. The Lord appeared before him. And he worshipped Surya Narayan, the Lord and the sun. And the Lord appeared, and he developed ecstatic symptoms, such as shivering of the body, etc., as a result of this. So he had actually attained the state of bhava. So Rupa Goswami in the Nectar of Devotion describes that the state of bhava is very rare. It is not perfection, prema is the perfection, but nevertheless bhava is also very rare. That is one of the qualities. Sudurlabha is one of the qualities of bhakti. So to attain bhav bhakti is sudurlabha, very rare. It is not attainable by jnana, or by yoga, or by karma, or any other process except bhakti. And in performing bhakti, one has to gradually go through the different stages, such as sadhu, sangha, bhajana, kriya, anartana, vritti, nishtha, ruchi, nasakti. And then one comes to bhava. So, that attainment was very rare, and therefore Bharat must be glorified. Even though he did not get perfection in that lifetime because he gave up the worship of the Lord and became a deer, still, in the next lifetime, he got his perfection as Jagvar. So he is glorious in any case. So though he was attracted to the Lord, he became attracted to a deer, which is a little bit contrary, because he was able to give up his family members and palace, etc. Nevertheless, after his realization of the Lord, because of his attraction to the Lord, then he became attracted to a deer. Which means that his attraction for the deer was greater than his attraction for the Lord. So, even though he had given up his family and his kingdom, etc., that attachment to material things somehow developed again. Normally it does not happen. The more one advances, the less likely it is that one will develop material attachments. As one develops attraction for the Lord, the attraction to material things decreases and decreases and decreases, until in prema, the zero attraction. However, even in bhava stage, there is a slight tinge of maya. The Lord reveals himself in that stage, but still, there is a slight tinge of maya. So there is some danger. It is not as much as in lower stages, in sadhana bhakti, but nevertheless, there is some tinge of maya there. And in this case, that developed into attraction for that baby deer. And then he became a deer in his next lifetime. So, from this we learn that though the Lord gives mercy in the form of bhava, which is very rare, still, it is not the perfect state, and there is danger there also. So, it is also described that the only vigna left, or obstacle that could occur at this stage is not because of previous sins and whatnot. That is not a problem. The main thing is that the obstacles caused by aparadha will even remain within the bhava stage. It's described that the at the stage of asakti, all of the karmas are destroyed. So the effect of sinful activities is no longer there in the stage of bhava. The only obstacles left are those due to previous aparadhas of some sort. So in other words, the effects of aparadha continue longer than the effects of sinful activity. So, what life he committed the aparadha, we don't know. But nevertheless, it managed to cause this disturbance in the stage of bhava. And therefore, he became attracted to the deer, and he became a deer in his next life. Still, Rupa Goswami says that the stage of bhava is rare, so even if there is fault, we do not criticize. It is like criticizing the moon because it has some spots on it. So if we look closely at the moon, and we look in a telescope especially, you'll see the moon is not perfect. There are some blotches on it. So we can criticize the moon and say it's very bad, it doesn't look very nice. But most people do not do so. They ignore the spots on the moon and they praise it because it is cooling and it gives light, etc. So similar to the moon, also is the person at the stage of bhava. Though there may be faults, we do not criticize that person. So in the case of Bharat, yes, he became a deer. He fell from his position. He became attached to a baby deer. He became a deer. But we cannot criticize him. So in his next lifetime, he became more exalted as Jagbharat. And he developed no attachments at all to the material world. So the effects of his aparadha wore off, and again, his devotion to the Lord manifested even stronger than as Bharata. And therefore, he attained the highest state of prema, and from there he did not fall from his position. So therefore, he is glorious. So Bharata is here glorified instead of condemned. We can condemn him by saying Bharata was a fool because he became attached to a deer and became a deer. But we do not do so. Rather, we glorify Bharata because he attained the Lord, though it took three births for him to do so. Because of his great devotion, he did attain the Supreme Lord. So that is the conclusion of all of this. The process of bhakti alone leads to that bhava stage. And from that bhava stage, then he attained prema. So it is a very rare state, of course, to get even to bhava stage, but to get to prema is even rarer. Well, therefore, he is more praiseworthy because he attained that state. So that was the position of Bharata. So here, after the whole story of Rishabhadev and Bharata, and then Jagbharata, Sukadeva concludes by quoting verses which is praising this whole lineage from Bharata to Jagbharata by these different verses here. Is up to the Lord himself. But usually, of course, it is also the desire of certain jivas, and then they have that desire, and the Lord fulfills that desire. So that is usually the case, that the Lord fulfills the desire in the devotees.
Now, can we say that if
Guru
Maharaj
was
giving
his position to Guru Maharaj, then possible, yeah. Though it is usually the custom, and we'll see with the vanaprastha, that he doesn't live in anybody's company. Of course, some live close to the village and some live further away, whatever, like that. I always see generally these great kings, they would march up to the Himalayas and live a lonely life there. So he followed that custom. Well, it's by the mercy of the Lord that all this happened. But if one has attained the state of bhava, then the Lord makes arrangement for that person because it is a rare state and the Lord has actually appeared to that person. So therefore, he has special mercy on that person and makes arrangements for him. Oh yeah, that is the aparadha that can destroy the offense. That's the exception. It is not exhausted in the normal way that karmas are exhausted by enjoyment. In other words, as a result of your pious acts, then you get a birth, and then you enjoy, and after that, then it's finished. So you can go on many lifetimes enjoying or suffering or whatever, but still, the effects of bhakti do not decrease for that time, unless, of course, one can himself wrong, then it can decrease. By analysis, they can. By symptoms.
महाराज श्री श्रीमद्भागवतम की
जय।
सुजलम भगवान महाराज की
जय।